All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Anna Kamiker, and welcome to the Madhouse. I was getting a sandwich the other day, and we were all just hanging out, standing in line, doing that thing that you do when you're standing in line and you are staring at the back of the other person's head. You were just standing there, and you're like, God damn, this dude's cowlick is something else. Or they don't have a cowlick, and it's even more jarring. And it's like, how the hell? Where does your hair start? Where does your hair start and end? I don't know where to look, and I don't know what to deem the top or the bottom. And sometimes you look at somebody's hair and you're like, what the fuck did this barber do to you? And you sometimes you look at the person's haircut standing right in front of you and you're like, God damn, you shaved very well this morning. So much that I want to just take my palm, spit on it, slap it on the top of your head, wave it around, and then get my ass beat because you're way tougher than me. And everybody knows that bald guys are way tougher because they're angry that they lost all their hair. And who knows? Is it the chicken or the egg scenario? Did they lose all their hair because they were so stressed and angry? Or maybe they're so stressed and angry because they lost all their hair. And you never know. And they have this weird inferiority complex that balding men get. And you know, it's the people, I feel bad for the men right in the middle that are currently balding. Shout out to you. I see you guys. I see you guys. And I'm not making fun. I thank God a lot. I thank God often that I have a full head of hair, but it's fine. It's fine. And I'm just sitting there staring at the back of this motherfucker's head who is simultaneously rocking a wonderful haircut and a terrible one at the same time. So much that I just want, I was like, is this motherfucker wearing a toupee in Subway? What is happening right now? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And then my ear perked up. It said, eyes, I'm in control now. I'm taking control of the brain. My feed into the brain is going to be live in 3, 2, 1. And then it did. And what it heard was this song, this Christmas song, because it's that time of the year. And it was the one that goes, can you see what I see? Can you hear what I hear? I'm too afraid to hit the high note because I lost my voice recently. But the next thing that happened was beyond me. I was just standing there. And this bitch singing the song, as beautiful as her voice was, you know what she tells me? You know what this fucking broad tells me over the PA with her beautiful voice? I want to say it was Whitney Houston, but I don't know. Not my culture. It's fine. It's not, I don't need it. I don't need it. I got my own thing. Like nights. I got nights, bro. Greece. How about that? Fuck you. Got that. I don't need the Whitney Houston. But Whitney Houston was singing. And through the grave, the PA, and the grapevine, she spoke to me and she said, listen to what I say. I was like, God damn, I can't even catch a fucking break trying to get a sandwich. What the fuck, man? Even at work, I gotta deal with this shit, man. Even on my lunch break, I gotta listen to a woman tell me, listen to what I say. It's like, bitch, no! You ain't got shit to say! You never do! You never do! Ever! I don't give a fuck! I don't give a fuck! I don't care! I don't care what gossip is happening at work. I don't care! Why? Why do I have to sit here? Standing in line, not literally sitting here. You know how English is. You know the English fucking lexicon where we like to take two words, three words sometimes, and pack it into one because efficiency, we're all about efficiency in the bottom line. That's why we have three there's that are fucking different instead of one there, which could just mean everything. Who knows? We have other words that do that, but not there. Not there, no sir. Not st no. But instead, we have. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Maybe she has something to say then. And you know what she says next? You know what she told me next? You know what this bitch singing the fucking song? I was absolutely adamant that I listen to what she says. You know what she said? A child. And I immediately sprinted out the door. I was like, fuck no. Hell no. I am not having this conversation. I am not. I know I wore a rubber, and I am not. It's not mine. I pulled out with a condom and took you on a roller coaster the next day. Bitch, we went to Cedar Point. You think I didn't know what the fuck I was doing? Get the fuck out of here. What do I look like? Some fucking chump. It doesn't understand his sex drive and libido. Bitch, I'm locked in. You're lucky I came. You're fucking lucky I came. My dick is a callus, bitch. And I am right there. In my mind's eye, I can see a meter going up and down. And that meter is 100 million, bajillion, quadrillion, thousand, billion, patillion. But you don't even, you're a woman, so you can't even count that high. And you're, I don't, whatever. But, no. All of this build up, and that's what you bring? Listen to what I say. Can never escape it. What I, the things I deal with, people, the things I fucking deal with, get it at home.
You never listen to me. It's yours. Pay me money or I'm gonna take you to court.
Shut up, bitch. Smack her. Fuck it. I'm probably kidding. I don't know what future speculations are going to come out about me, but I don't beat my wife, okay? I don't fucking beat it! I don't even have a girlfriend. I don't even have a wife. But goddamn these bitches, man. They'll tell you. They'll try. Because that's the whole game, right? That's the whole game, is pretending that you're listening and pretending you give a fuck. That's the whole game. I'm not good at it, I'll be honest with you. I'm not good at it, but it just feels correct to me that women just want guys to try. That's all they want. They just want to be heard. They just want to be fucking heard. But maybe, guys, maybe I'll listen a little bit better if you had some real shit to say. Maybe if you had some funny shit to say. Maybe if you had an entertaining story instead about the fucking quiche that Deborah brought in, right? I don't give a fuck that it didn't have too much seasoning. I didn't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck that the crust wasn't finished. I don't give a fuck. Did you eat today, bitch? Did you eat again because of me? So twice now, you got a free fucking meal. You got a free fucking meal. And I didn't get any goddamn head. And you expect me to sit here and listen to what you have to say. How about you listen to me, bitch, and go fuck yourself since you're not gonna fuck me. Get the fuck out of here. She's like, I'll go fuck these other guys. Like, you think I give a fuck? I'll go fuck those other guys too. I'll go fuck them before you. I'll turn them into my guys. I'll make them hold my pocket, bitch. And then what? And then what power do you have? And then what? Huh? I'll fuck him too. So what? So what? I'll pack his shit. Who gives a fuck if he was asleep? I don't care. I'm having fun. That's all that matters. That's all that matters to me. And that's why I will not listen to what you say. Because I'm just out here having fun, man. I'm out here having fun. And if you're not going to have fun with me, then you can listen to what I say and move on, bitch. So leave. It's up to you. The choice is yours. I know I'm not missing out, but I know sure as hell you are. So isn't that something? Isn't that something that the things that my problems, guys, are just insurmountable? It's insane what I have to deal with. Just that kind of bullshit where I can't even walk into a subway without some woman bitching at me that I don't listen. I know I don't listen. That's the one thing I paid attention to. Because I was checking her out as she walked out the door. And you know, when Honestly, honestly, bitches, women who are definitely listening, I think you would have a hell of a lot more success. Some of them figure it out and we call them hoes. But you would have a hell of a lot more success making us listen to what you say if you turned around and bent the fuck over. That's not gonna age well. That's not gonna age well. Listen, people, I'm a single motherfucker, alright? Believe it or not. Believe it or not, but whatever, I'm having fun. Just have fun, man. Nobody's gonna die. Nobody's gonna die. We're gonna be fine. But you know, it's tough, man, because what she did next, I'm not done. You thought I was fucking done with this whore? This fucking broad that was fucking singing to me through time? Because she made a Christmas album? In 85? The fuck, man? Why are you playing that shit? Get new music! Get new Christmas music! Somebody come up with something new! So that way I don't have to listen to this bitch and what she has to say! What the fuck? What the fuck? Because then she did what every other woman does when you actually start listening. She starts asking you questions. It's like, bitch, I am listening now. The one time I fucking listen, you ask me something? The fuck? How do I win? How do I win? Because what was next? She told me to listen, and then she immediately asked a question about what she can hear. Can you hear what I hear? The fuck? What are we doing? What are we doing? Because it sure as hell isn't sex, and it sure as hell isn't fun. So I think we need to break up. Yeah, I said I think we need to break up, fictional woman. It's tough, man. It's tough out here. You can't go anywhere. Especially these days. You know what? Fuck it. I'm glad Kamala lost. You know why? Because every time I listened to that whore when she was talking, I tried so goddamn hard. You're not gonna believe it. I even tried to listen to this bitch on Call Her Daddy because I was like, there is no goddamn way. There's no goddamn way that this woman is about to be president. And I just can't pay attention. Because my brain, you know what I'm talking about. My brain did that thing where it just became, you see, I came from a middle class household. And my mom, you know what my mom said? She was great. She tried. It's like I got fucking flashbanged. It's crazy. It's crazy. Every time, literally every time, every goddamn time, I tried so hard to listen to her. And I just couldn't. I just couldn't. It was the same problem that I have with every other woman. I just can't do it. I just can't fucking do it. It's like they start talking and I'm just like, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. These pancakes are good. Nice. I gotta go get gas. Fuck. Can I afford gas? Shit. Can I afford a full tank? What's the price? What's it gonna be? What the fuck? What am I doing? This bitch is kinda ugly, to be honest. I could probably do better. I could probably do better, you know. But I don't want to lie. Should I break up with her? Should I just ghost her? What do I do? First date, do I kiss her? Do I kiss her? I don't know. What's she going on about? What's she?
Hey, listen to what I say.
Yes, waiter, this is going to be separate checks. I don't think this is going to work out, lady, because you are annoying, and I don't want to listen. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. I appreciate your listenership. If you enjoyed the video, all I ask is that you share it with a friend. And if you didn't, then I don't know, maybe don't listen to what I say anymore, because it's fine. I'm just doing this shit for fun. And if you're not having fun, more power to you. Go find something else that's fun. I love you anyway. And I love the people a little bit more. I play favorites that did listen. So thank you, everybody, again, for listening. My name is Anna Kamiker, and I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye!